Schuss. Hoche Zivu. Das Tor kann ich auch mit Bassel. Und in Yeshiva. On Friday, der Schiva kann sich sorgen. Yeshiva ist der Teller. Und on Friday, wo gesund ist, fährt der Schmeier. Ich will das kommen an Erev Shabbos. Aber es ist die Rashi Ground. Und ich kann mich nicht mehr, ich kann mich hier schee. Es ist ein gesunder Chef, auf der Schmeier on Friday. Als ich mich nicht in den Benja Yoga, vor dem Schöne Benja Yoga, you get 1,000 times more Shabbat Shmah on Friday than on a weekday. Where here, Erev Shabbos with Erev Yom Tov. So if you make this man on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov coming here, the study of early, they get off the Shabbat Shmah, the voice is pulling down now. So you have to listen, understand. And at one more point, I remember, from like 12 years ago, now the Chosna, I went back to hear the Shulma of my Rosh Hashiva gave to. So I sat at the back, and obviously, years earlier, when I was in Rosh Hashiva Shia, I used to dig into Shia quite a lot. But then, I was quite a few years older, so I sat at the back and I was quite quiet. The Rosh Hashiva called me over and said to me, that's not a way to come to Shia. I said, Shia's not for me anymore, I'm coming, I'm enjoying it. He said, no, if you want to enjoy it, you've got to ask him Shia, it's a chelik of Shia. So I said to him, I've done here as well, if anyone wants to ask him, the cover goggle, I'm more than happy to join in, Philip Chavarian, make it more cautious, more geschmack it is. As the type of the Shia says, the size of sukkah depends on how you learn the Tosfos. But to understand the Tosfos, we've got to have three Gemaras clear. Then we'll appreciate how one word in Tosfos can make a massive nafka mila halacha. I will talk in halacha, I'll tell you what halacha is. And as we always say, the final qualification, ask you off. But we'll see how a massive nafka mila can come out from simply one word in the Tosfos. So let's build up the sugya first. Let's get clear what Tosfos is going to be based on. To establish himself on, and then understand the Nafka Mila Halach. Sukkah, that based on the Dalai, the Mishnah starts off with a Machlokes of Yehuda Chachomim. Machlokes of Yehuda Chachomim. Mishnah states, Sukkah she gavoya lemala mesim mamo, the Sukkah she had in 20 yamas, psula, tosh. So the Yehuda Machshah. So Sukkah lemala mesim mamo, according to Tanakam it's posul, and according to the Yehuda it's kosher. So far, post the machlokes, and no deal with the machlokes. Sukkah had 5 yamas, possible and kosher. In the Gemara, there are 3 mahalchim to explain why a sukkah lemala mesam is possible mehechatesa. What's the makor? Why should a sukkah high 5 yamas be possible? Is in Gemara, it was menorah midi. From where do we know that a sukkah high 5 yamas is possible? What's the makor? First mahalach, Omar Rabba. So the Rabba, the prophet says, leman yeh dudoy yisechem kibat sukkos. Toya says, in Parshat Emor, every reader has got to know, Kibat Sukkos Hoishavti Esrei Yisroel. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants everyone to know that Klal Yisroel sat in Sukkos. So, Toya Yedia, a man needs to know Klal Yisroel sat in Sukkos. And the Gemara understands, Rabba means, a man's got to know he's sitting in a Sukkah. So, the Rabba, in the same moment, Ad Esrim Amor Odom Yedia Ashudom Basukkah. Up until 20 Yamas, a man knows he's sitting in a Sukkah. Up until 20 Yamas, the man's eyesight is shoylet, his eye looks around, he sees, oh, look where I am, I can see the ceiling, I can see the chach, I know I'm in a sukkah. Says the Gemara, lemala mesim amo, possible. Ein odom yedea shadol basukkah. A man does not know he's sitting in a sukkah. Has no jamas, he doesn't know anymore. Mishum de reshota boy eina. So the first mahalach is quite clear, it is rubber, a man is filled in yedea. Up until 20 yamas, a man knows he's sitting in a sukkah, his eyesight is shoylet, up until 20 yamas, has no jamas, he can't see anymore. We can tell too the Gemara Shabbos, the Yom Tov Tzadik, the Gemara with the Chanukah, and the Chanukah had 20 Yamas is no good, and the Gemara straightly after that, the dinner that Yosef was put into the boil, the Gemara was the Shaychas, the Gemara says because they put them into the boil, they did not know they were in a Choshma Akav in there, because it takes 20 Yamas, again, I said, not show it there. So do it, the first Mahalach is to do with your deer. The person got to know. How does that Yamas look down on it? Second Mahalach, Gebzeh Omar, halfway down the Omid, the Sukkah Tiyan Tzel Yomom Mechoyegi. The sukkah has got to be tzeil mechoyri from the heat. The sukkah, I got Chazal tells the word sukkah comes from the tzach. Hashem ha-tzach through the sukkah. So the sukkah tiyah le-tzeil yomom. The tzach has got to be shade. The tzach has got to give me shade. Le-ma'al o me'esri mamo. If I build a sukkah high into my yamas, yes, of course I've got shade. But it's not the tzach giving me shade. It's the walls. The high into my yamas says the Gemara, what will me, the man, sitting alone in the sukkah, what will I get? I'll get shade. We're not from the tzach, from the funnel to the sukkah. I'm being shaded by the sunlight hitting the walls of the sukkah. My personal benefit doesn't come from sukkah tielet zeneimon, not from the schach, it's from the zafanas. Possible. Second reason. Then we come to Rava. And Rava says, the sukkah's teishu shel hashomim. The Torah says you've got to go into sukkah for 7 days. What does the Torah want? All 7 days, leave your house and go into a sukkah. The Torah wants, says the Rava, a man to have a sukkah which is temporary. It's a 7 day structure. Dear Sarah. Once you're going to start building a sukkah, lemale mesri mamo, very unlikely you're going to find a tent material, canvas like structure, which is hard to find the other. It's only proper dear Sarah. That's what it doesn't want. The Torah wants me to build a sukkah, but oifen, it can be a diras arai. Once you start building things higher than 20 yamas, as a good surveyor will tell you, it's got to last pretty long, and it's got to be pretty solid foundations. So, once you get higher than 20 yamas, you're already talking in diras kavah, dinim, I don't want that. The Torah wants you to have a diras arai. Same, go out of your house and live in diras arai. So far we have three klim halchim, which that explains us not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chachomim, why a sukkah lemala is possible. Then on the base, the Gemara goes further. On the base, and this is the build up to what Tosfos is going to tell us. The Gemara goes further. The Gemara tells us the opinion of Amaron, Rabbi Yashia. Towards the top of the Amud, about 6 lines down, you've got Rabbi Yashia Amarav. Rabbi Yashia Amarav comes along with a massive chiddush. Rabbi Yashia Amarav says, so yes, my rabbis. Machloikis. The machloikis in the Mishnah is only b'she'ein defanois magiyas l'schach. Only where the walls of the sukkah do not go all the way up to the schach. Walls of the halacha only need to be 10 tefachim. After we say good astik mechitzta, mechitzta up. So the Rabbi Yashia, when is the machloikis? Only when the defanois are not magiyas l'schach. When you stop part of the way, most of the way, and the rest is poles, whatever, supporting the schach. But, says the Rabbi Yashia, Avul defanois magias deschach. Where do the defanois to reach the schach? And they go all the way up until the schach. Kolam hol kosher. Lemala mesem amok kshira. Even higher than 20 amos. Kola alma moida. Even the chachomim, a sukkah higher than 20 amos will not be kosher. That's for the Asher. Says the Gemara. So which obviously, if that's when he's learning it's going to be kosher, who does he learn like it's possible? If he's learning it's going to be kosher higher than 20 amos when the funds like this is what, therefore let's work backwards now, what must he have heard the reasons why it's normally possible, the Mala Nesim? The Gemara is very simple. Him I understand. Who does he hold like to the Gemara? Hold it up on it. So he holds like right, so the Gemara must hold like Rabba. He must hold like Rabba. The reason of Rabba, the first reason we gave was that sukkah is possible higher than 20 amos according to the Chachamim because a man does not know sitting in a sukkah, slow shoulder brainer. On that comes the Yasha. 1 second is the Yasha. Hang on. It can be kosher. Your problem is you don't know you're in a sukkah. Because it's so shalta ba'ina. So the Yasha is fine. But once you define it, go all the way up to the tchach, a man's eyesight, generally, if he's sitting opposite facing the wall, his eyes will travel up the wall and see what ends at the top of the wall. You might sit in a big chas in the hall, higher than 20 amas, but as long as the walls are touching the ceiling, a person does notice the ceiling. So the Gemara of Yasha obviously learned like the Bzeira. The reason why it's possible higher than 20 amas is the reason why it's possible higher than 20 amas is generally because it doesn't know it's a sukkah, it's first in Yedia. Ah, but what says the Yasha? Fine. If I eliminate that problem, I say, if I'm going to give a kosh, even a man in Esamama is kosher. So then comes the Rav Huna, which is the focus of what we need to know. Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, another opinion. Rav Huna says, oh my God, it's machloikas b'she'ein bo elo arba amas ala abamas. So the Rav Huna, the Machloikas in the Mishnah to Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is only when a sukkah is 4x4 amas. I'll stop here and explain as follows. In the shir of a sukkah is the emes apela. The whole shir of a sukkah, what we all used to say in the word Zayin or Zayin Tfachim, the emes of Pnei Yeshua starts off by saying, I don't know where we get it from. Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua in sukkah daf gimel says, the whole world, everyone talks about sukkah daf gimel, sukkah Zayin or Zayin, says the Pnei Yeshua, I'll tell you my problem. We have a yesod, we know the halacha is gavura ba'amsa yosim. A man sits in an amma. So I know that we need an amma. An amma is 6 tochim. 6x6 tochim. Fine. We also know that with how we pass the night, Shama over here, brought down in the Mishnah of Chofres, that shir v'sukkah will be roshon v'ruboy v'shulchonoy. So it's not sufficient for a man to be in the sukkah. Also, it's got to be a table. But you won't find anywhere in Gemara the word Zayin or Zayin. That's not, that doesn't come from Gemara. That comes from Rishonim. So the Teshuvah, I don't know where they get it from. I'm making a chesed to the Teshuvah like this. Count the bam to Yosef. A man sits in an amma. What's an amma? Six tochen. So I know 6 by 6. He wants a table as well. Nourish the Teshuvah, state in Yerushalmi. The table is thrown in our tefach. So make it 7 by 6. Where's that last line? So Teshuvah, I wonder where earth is in the Kodim Rishonim. He says, if not for the Rambam, in Peik Dalet of Sukkah Locha Aleph, I'll say, is that not line? Where from? Oh, where? Mechadeza. If I would not have seen the Gamma said Teshua, I'd tell you very simple. You don't need that other line. I'd have learned the Sugya, you the Oishai Vigobo Shachonai, Nu, so for the Oishai Vigobo, I've got Gabriel of Amsa Yosef, 6 by 6. So in another Tefach, Nu, you're 7 at 6. The Zahina of Zahina of Teshua, I'd tell you get it from. To me, he said, the first, my first book of course is Teshua of the Gamma, who says Zahina of Zahina. But I don't know why. Agav, Mishnah Berurah in Tofei Shlomo Dalet, Shaltian, there's an amal modcha. I couldn't find it. I've looked. He said, a very nice Torah. He says, I'll tell you why. He says, a modcha, you need zayin on zayin. Yes, the cheshbon said so far is correct. That Gabriel of Amti is 6 by 6 with another tefach for a table. So not good to say, a modcha, a person's got to be able to sit in a sukkah in such an open where he can put the table either in front of him or at the side. You can't have a sukkah of vov al vov with another tefach for a table. That'd be too much of a fetch the dealer. The master, I want to have a little bit of space where you could be able to sit in such a way that your tefach table could be either in front or at your side. Therefore, I want zayin al zayin. And that's the halacha. That's pulled down the halacha, the pasuk. That sukkah got to be zayin al zayin. Not very big. Rebbe. Rebbe is of opinion. With the pasuk, Rebbe, a sukkah got to be like a bayis. Similar to a house. Which is a chit or a chit, a mezuzah, a shir, a bayis, will be dalut amos by dalut amos. It's more than twice the size of a chum. Sometimes we do it in square, yeah. So if you go with Rebbe's mahalach, you've got quite a big sukkah. Rebbe is dalut amos by dalut amos. Rav Huna in Al Gemara comes along and says, where is the machlokas in the Mishnah? Where the sukkah lemal and esim is kosher or not? Only when your sukkah is just 4 by 4. But once you get wider than that, once your sukkah is wider than 4 by 4 amos, it's kosher l'mal and l'esser. Why? That's what Afuna says. Come to Afuna, Afuna says like this. Machloikus b'she'ein bo elo arba amos al arba amos. The machloikus in the Mishnah is only when it's 4 by 4 amos. Once you're wider 4 by 4 amos, this way, hakurche, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara, who does he all like? So let's work backwards now to the Gemara. Who does he all like? Mitzvein help Afuna. Who does he want to heal all the problem of? Then you get somehow the problem solved and you get wider 4 by 4. So the Gemara, he holds like Reb Zeger. Reb Zeger, we learned before, says the problem of a sukkah is the sukkah in the tzeil yomim. The schach has got to give the tzeil. The schach has got to give the shade. Says the Gemara, right? If I say it, Reb Huna holds the problem is because the sukkah has got to give me shade. If it's 4 by 4 amos, 20 amos high, very little shade from the schach. I get shade, of course, from the furnace. But higher than 20 amas, it's all the walls. Once you widen your sukkah, your sukkah is wider, it's longer, 4 by 4 amas, bigger than that, then the schach is going to provide shade. I gathered machlokes, so show them now whether you have a little bit wider than 4 by 4, all of a sudden you can go as high as you want, or is it totally proportionally, that we work proportionally, 4 amas by 4 amas, to the height of 20 amas. You want to go to 40, it's going to be 8. Not always showing a claw like that. The place is very clear. You can't just say, well, once I've got wider 4 by 4, I can just go as high as I want. But once you're wider 4 by 4, it's going to, it's kosher. Once I'm wider, I'll go. Now comes Avchon. And Avchon, the Gemara doesn't understand. Avchon says like this. Your machloikas in the Mishnah and the sukkah is just zayin azayin tfochen. Have a small sukkah, miniature shtir. The smaller shtir is zayin azayin tfochen, then the machloikas in the Mishnah. But once I extend my sukkah and I move myself that little bit bigger than zayin azayin tfochen, sukkah is kosher higher than 20 amas. Look what amas. Says the Gemara, who's your that? What's the problem? What are you fadim by making a sukkah that bit bigger than zayin azayin? What was the problem? You make it bigger than zayin azayin, you've solved the problem. What have you solved? No more shade. You're not going to know you're in a sukkah anymore. It's a bit fill zayin azayin, machalotis. Why the zayin azayin? Tivakok shayla. Why? And the Gemara says, you know what? The lake of chav. I don't know what it was. I don't know. The Gemara, I've got no idea why he held the sukkah. How did it went down to the apostles? That it's solved by having a wider zayin azayin. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says, there must be another reason, I don't know what it is. He must have a reason, I don't know what it is. Tosfos says, he holds that a problem called Lul Shulchan Agodim. It looks like a chicken coop. It's so tall and so narrow, it's a miniature. It's not a Geshmaka Sukkah. It looks like a chicken house, like a bird house. So therefore, Taisa says that Rav Chanan holds, once I make it wider than Zayin Arzayin Shvachim, it's that little bit wider than the chicken coop, you can have a high problem. But the Gemara says that Taisa is the Lo Techal. He doesn't know what I don't know that. The Gemara is trying to work out now, from a Beraisa between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, which is a correct pshat in what they're saying. We've got three malachim in what they're saying, which I don't understand that they hold of artists because once it's wider than, once the Tefanis gets its chah, you know you're in a sukkah. What exactly is that? So the Gemara, I want to prove to you now from a conversation which I've got in the Beraisa, because Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, what exactly do they actually hold? It's very nice for Amir Roy to surmise and suggest to give Mahalcha that they believe the Tanoma arguing about. What are they the Maisa arguing about? So the Gemara is a story which Rabbi Yehuda and Chachom had a discussion. Let's work it out from there. So the Gemara follows. Maisa Behiloni Hamalcha, towards the bottom of Amir Rabbi Yehuda. Amir Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa is a story Behiloni Hamalcha. I've got a story of Behiloni Hamalcha. We don't know, she, obviously at the time she was not with her husband, whether he was alive or not. The Gemara doesn't tell us any information. Behiloni Hamalcha, who has sat in the sukkah, Gavoya Lemala Meshamama. I stuck with a Lud, hired into a Yamas, the Canaan went in and out, and no one said a word. So the Rizal Chom knew, was the Rizal, say so, I'm right. So the sukkah, hired into a Yamas, Chom go in, go out, no one said a word. No, must be sukkah Lemala Meshamama is kosher. Must be kosher. On that, the Chom said back, no Razne, she's an Isha. Isha, who is up to women of sukkah. You can't bring me a Raz and Hilonia Malka. Of course, no one stopped her. She's a woman, she's part of an Asukah. Avada, no, no problem. So the business is back. There's two pieces of information you've got to know. First of all, she has seven sons. I don't know how old the sons were, but we can work out. She has seven, there must have been at least one She'ene Tzorech Limud who didn't need his mother. So at least one got a Chiyuv. Ah, you're telling me that the mother's Chiyuv Chinuch is only a Drabono? So the business, and don't worry, the Eid did the Drabono Meshachach. She did keep the Mitzvah Drabono. So Akko Polis to give you a common. She's got a woman here who's got at least one of the seven sons who's got a chiyuv midrabanan. At least one. I've heard the shadow before, but we're talking about regular circumstances, we're talking about pashtus, some after that already. Now, under regular circumstances, they're saying it could have been they were all 20 and over. They say under regular circumstances, you've got to have assumed that at least one out of seven was a giyal chinuch, ain't a tzarich, anybody got a chiyuv sukkah. I tell him Gabon that he's a cousin, the mother's chiyuv only midrabanan, chiyuv chinuch for her. She kept. Okay. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, and the conversation stops here. So the Rabbi Yehuda, no, I'm right. You've got a woman who's got a son of Chayav the Chinuch, Chayav the Sukkah, Chayav the Gamut, and no doctor. No, says the Rabbi Yehuda, I'm right. Up come the Beraisa. Says the Gemara, from this conversation with the Beraisa, I understand the Rabbi Yashio very, very well. But I'm stuck with the other Amaron. The Rabbi Yashio is Gavon. The Rabbi Yashio said that the Machloikis is only when the Fanis are not Matitis Chach. Presumably a queen sukkah. Before the advance of modern technology, we can assume she didn't have air conditioning. Very hot sukkah. So presumably her defunas didn't get to the chach. She didn't want it. She wanted air. She wanted to have fresh air coming in the sukkah. So presumably we can understand her defunas did not get to the chach. She had air coming in. That's the machlokes kavud and a chachamim. And then Yehuda's brought a beautiful raya from this queen sukkah that the defunas are not getting to the chach. And no, high for jamas. It's kosher. Says the Gemara, I'm very, very stuck. We're going to have Yehuna and Rav Chanan. I don't understand. Rav Chanan and Rav Chanan come along and say that Machlokes is only in the Sukkah Ketana, a small Sukkah. According to Rav Chanan, 4x1. According to Rav Chanan, even smaller, Zayin al Zayin Tochim. What's going on here? It was according to Rav Chanan and Rav Chanan, once I extend my Sukkah, that little piece, that little shade more than Zayin al Zayin Tochim, or Zayin al Zayin Tochim, everyone holds a kosher. No, so everyone holds a kosher. So presumably the queen was not sitting in a tiny sukkah. The queen of sukkah, if we look back to Shlomo HaMelech, how many thousands of guests she had per day, she must have done a massive sukkah. So if she had a massive sukkah, kulam all this kosher had, for example. So we'll learn the kasher of the Gemara. What could be a hood that proves the Chonim? He proves the Chonim that it's kosher. No, they agree it's kosher. According to Rav Rav Chonim, everyone agrees it's kosher had, for example. So what on earth is he saying? The Gemara gives an answer, and the Gemara doesn't tell us who were answering Rav Chanan or Rav Chanan. The Gemara says she sat in Kitonius, top of Gemara Dalas. Omar Rabba Barav Adal and Nitcha El Nasukah of Kitonius. Lots and lots of different compartments. Each compartment was a tiny sukkah. Doesn't say how big. Each compartment was a tiny little sukkah. Let's assume at the moment we can have either Dalad Amas or Dalad Amas, or Zion or Zion Tochen, 120 Amas. So this is a new, that's my point. The Gemara says straight away, the Chidaka, Shamaka, Leisha, the sukkah, Suya, Ketonius. It can't be. You can't tell me, says the Gemara, that a queen sat in a sukkah, Ketonius, Ketonius. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. A tiny little sukkah, that's what she's sitting in. What, a little problem? That's not it. Queenly sukkah? No. Says the Gemara, Pshat Zalis. Says the Gavashi, and this is where Rashi and Tosus and all the portions start hitting us. So they have Ashi, Le Nitzrecho, and Le Ketonius Shabbat. It was one box, one compartment in a massive sukkah. The whole sukkah is a massive sukkah. She's a queen, she's a malka. She's got a very large sukkah. So one little box in that sukkah. Just one little compartment. For herself, Mishum Tzniusa. So the Yehuda says, what happened was her sons sat with her in that little problem. And no, you've got to rely on that in a small sukkah, higher than 20 amas, it's kosher. The Chacham said that, no, you missed the point completely. Her son didn't sit with her. They sat in the sukkah gedolah. So the others bringing her around from their small ketonis where she sat, or Zayin or Zayin Fokhah, or Dalad or Dalad Amas. So the others, and they sat with her, her son sat with her inside the sukkah. Chacham never stopped her. The Chacham said, sukkah, higher than 20 amas, it's kosher. Small sukkah. On that, the Chacham come back and say, no, you missed the point. Her sons never sat there. They sat in the sukkah together. Now, I can understand Rav Huna, to a point. If we've got four amas by four amas, I can understand the Gemara's sentence. If we go along with Rav Huna, Dalad amas by Dalad amas, everything's clear. Everything's very simple. She's got a sukkah, very large sukkah. She's got inside it one of the boxes of Dalad amas by Dalad amas. That's the point of Machlokas within a Chomin. If you look at Kalna, her son sat with her in that little box. I can understand that. I've got no problem with that. And I've got no Russian. The problem is, how the answer of Cholon? How the Cholon learn the Gemara's answer? She's sitting in a sukkah katana compartment on Zayin Azayin Tfochen. And if this is in the reality of Cholon, a sukkah of Zayin Azayin Tfochen according to Rav Cholon is kosher had 20 yomas. Her son sat with her in Zayin Azayin Tfochen. We would find it difficult getting Zayin Azayin Tfochen. She's sitting there with her sons. What's going on here? And if what doesn't say this, the Gemara stops there. So the Rashi from Tachim Ramadalus. The teret is only according to Rav Huna. The Gemara is not answering Rav Huna. I'm 100%. The emphasis I missed out a little bit deliberately. It actually does have a suggestion how to explain according to Rav Huna as well, how they all sat inside Zayin al Zayin. Very impractical. What does Rashi mean exactly? But I want to go away from that. Rashi's maskana is that it wasn't that. We can't be Yashar Rav Huna. The Gemara said only fits in the Kondei Rav Huna. The sukkah, the compartment, Dalad Amas, Dalad Amas, higher than 20, kosher Kondei Yehuda, and I'm going to go proof from there. But you can't tell me that if Yehuda's telling me they sat in the sukkah, Zayin Azayin Tfochen, and the son sat with her. I can't give me the Asher Rav. More than that, the Yitzvot and the Ra'or, the Yitzvot brings from Shem, the Ra'or, that the Gemara doesn't try to answer Rav Huna. Since we said earlier today that Rav Huna, the Gemara hasn't got Pshat Rav Huna anyway, why sukkah Zayin Azayin Tfochen should be kosher. They were anyway not going to bother with the Chonon. So the Gemara was never coming to discuss the Chonon at all. Now the Kampfers. And this is where one word can make a mess in our government. So it says, I'll tell you. So it says, you've got a problem with the Chonon, I'll solve the problem for the Tosis. The Gemara of the Tosis tradition has come up with a brainwave to solve our problem. How can the Chonon come along and say that there's a machloikus to be heard in the Chonon in the Sukkah of Zayin Azayin Tfochen? Why do they all agree it's kosher? But the sukkah of Zayin Azayin Tfochen, it's going to be kosher. Just larger Zayin Azayin Tfochen, it's kosher 120 yamas. Rather, Mehilon Yamalka sukkah. Well, she sat in the sukkah, because Rabbi Yehuda, which is obviously Zayin Azayin Tfochen, just Zayin Azayin, because why doesn't everyone agree it's kosher? And all the sons sat with her in that sukkah. They're Adat Ochanei, says a very fair point. Mr. Steinach, I'm surprised you're not picking me up on this. But Ochanei says, I don't understand the Gemara at all. We said there must have been at least one son who was a Gilech Enoch. No, but only he sat with her. No. Oh, man, good point, no? Better than the quote.
No.
Yeah, he's on the lap.
Wait a minute,
but when only for one, only that, but would it must have been at least one son?
Wait a minute, she's on the lap.
She's on the lap. Well,
and
Colin
went in as well.
No, there's a monastery
inside
of
the field.
But the kasha, the Ochanan point, is a quite good point. You don't have to tell me that they all had to squash the sukkah. You don't have to look for such a point. The Gemara is only going to have, I must say, at least one. Okay, so one, you can squash one with another. Squash him. Two people build a sukkah out of that, for kasha. Mokka from the Zeshah is nice. We can talk about the fake if you want. Mokka from the Zeshah, very nice Mokka from the Zeshah. Two people with Sukkah Zion Zion. Each one Sukkah. But they can't both get in there. What are you going to do? There's a nice Sukkah, there's a nice Geshmaka Shaila. I want to put this quickly. Nice Halak, Geshmaka Shaila. Two people build a Sukkah Zion Zion. One person goes to sleep in it. One person sleep, he's a Yoshim. He's caught in the Sukkah. Take him out and you go in. They're both Yoshim, no? Geshmaka Shaila.
Six children.
No, not six, but we know only at least one was a Gila Chinoch. If there's seven, only one got it. Okay. But I want to come close to it. I promise on the title of the shit, it does say the word closest. I want to bring out closest words that I'll finish off with. Unbelievable closest. And this is where massive Nachmanin and Shtel from closest. This is what closest says. Top closest, I've given on that. Unbelievable. One word in closest and one word out, the whole Havalacha changes. So you can all change the sukkah today on one word. Listen to closest. My top closest, Masha Dochak, has the country's name of Honon, Baraba, Marale, Buda. Yes, the Shiva Bonner, the Shiva Trochim. It's no problem. I'll tell you what happens. Our Tosas, the way we've got printed, it says like this. I'll tell you about a Sukkah, which is a point of contention like a Yehuda and a Chachomim, and Hillel and Malka sat there with his sons. How? Lana Zan Trochim? How is it possible? The Tosas, the Dilma, Arucha Tuva, Avaloy Hose Rochva Shiva Trochim. It was very, very long, but it was less in width. It was very long! Very long! But very narrow. So now, I'll stop with it. Mark it. Says the Pneishua, to explain that. So this is what I'm going to with that. Rav Chonon is a miniature version of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Dal Damas, Dal Damas is the Machlokes. Why didn't that? You're going to get sales from your Sukkah and Kosher High Five Damas. So the Pneishua, what do you want to hold? Once you ride a Dal Damas, Dal Damas, it doesn't mean on both sides. Once one side is bigger than Dal Damas, you'll get shaved from your Sukkah. Says therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, Rav Chonon is a miniature version of that. Zayin al Zayin is a minimal shape for Sukkah. Once I get wider than Zayin al Zayin on any one side, it's Kosher Kulalma. I don't know the reason, we haven't got the reason clear. That's Rav Chonon holds. Memela, if I extend my Sukkah more than Zayin on one side, if it's the other side Zayin, already, I don't see it fit on both sides. Memela, then everyone's a Kosher. So Tosfos is forced to consider this. I talk to our Sukkah, which is Zion and longer than Zion on one side. Because if that would be the case, everyone would hold his kosher. Everyone's not going to raya. Everyone holds kosher. So Tosis is the word of Tosis now. The Zilma Arucha Tuva was very long. Avaloi Hoysa Rochva Shiva Tvachim. It wasn't seven wide on the other side. Less than seven, but longer than seven on the other side. Much, much, much longer. So it's got a square area of Zion on Zion, but it's not the measurement of Zion on Zion. It's less on one side, and Tosis is forced to learn from Peshua. It's less than Zion on one side. Because if it be Zion on one side and longer, then we agree that everyone will hold his kosher. It doesn't be Zion on Zion on both sides bigger. Don't extend it both sides. As long as you want. Not a bar, because Tosa just told me now, I've got a sukkah where he don't know market sitting, with seven sons. What's the shape of sukkah? Less than seven on one side, and much longer on the other. So I don't need to be down on one. A long time over the shah. As long as you've got 49 square tochim, it doesn't matter how the square area is made up. It doesn't have to be dakka zayin al zayin. You can have it 6 by 10. Have it 5 by 10. The chiddush of Tosfos is saying that you don't need both of them to be at least zayin al zayin. You can have one shorter and one much longer. Along comes the Mogen Avraham and the Targum says, no, 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 no. Can't have a Tosfos telling me you can have a sukkah less than Zion on one side and making up the area on the other side. They put one word in Tosfos. Look at Tosfos again, we Tosfos are we? And they come and they say, no, you can't. But the last line of Tosfos, Avalon Hosta Rochva, at the start they put in the word Ella Shabbat Vachem. And the chat they're saying like this. They say, no, for sukkah to be kosher, according to Chonon, wider than Zion on Zion means wider than Zion on Zion on both sides. It's going to be both sides bigger than Zion on Zion. So Tosfos, therefore, I'll give you a case where it's not Lukola on the kosher, where it's going to be wider than Zion just on one side. Avalon Hosta Rochva, and Shabbat's just seven. It's got to be at least seven on one side. You can't have less than seven. And from this, the massive, massive machlokes in halacha, the Bach paskens you can have less than seven on one side as long as you make it longer on the other side. But he says, no, I've got the hachmi. But the master, if you look in Tosfos, what we've got Tosfos, it's very clear. He's a chayra. I'm not going to pass in halachas, but the shafat cha. You've got a sukkah, the chayra can rely on the Bach and the last Tosfos, and no, it's not seven on one side.
Do you need six?
No. As long as you can fit in there, as long as you've got 49 square foot, that's a shame. But it's a grossy ashfer.